Illicit Attraction, written by Zena Nguyen, narrated by Juliana Solo. Dedication. To my sister and brother-in-law, Wanda and Doyle, who are proof positive that if you work at it, you can have a happy, passionate marriage that lasts years. Chapter 1. Katrina sat on the backless, oversized, and padded bar stool at the hotel bar, sipping a wine spritzer. Behind her, a steady flow of traffic strolled into the steak restaurant next door. Even though it was about 9 in the evening, a little late to be eating, no matter how delicious the food. Those not going into the restaurant headed for the registration desk, checking in for the night. She'd been in the bar for about an hour, enjoying the smooth jazz trio playing in the lounge around the corner to the right, as they performed one instrumental after another. They were one of the best jazz groups she'd heard in a while. The hotel lounge was starting to fill, even though it was still early for a Friday night, and while the band was excellent, she doubted the crowd would grow much larger. The mellow music had worked wonders, and she'd finally begun to relax. The mouth-watering New York strip she'd consumed earlier, followed by a slice of heavenly key lime pie, hadn't hurt either. While being stood up had disappointed her, the shower, meal, wine, and music had combined to alleviate the stress of the heavy weekend traffic she'd driven in to get here. Kat had noticed the bar and the sign announcing tonight's performers when she walked through the hotel lobby 2 hours earlier to check in. After eating her quiet, solitary meal, she decided it was too early to return to her room for the night. The bar cum lounge had seemed like a perfect solution. She'd have a drink or two and enjoy the music before returning to her room to settle down for a good night's sleep. She'd been doing just that when she found her peace interrupted. A large male body, smelling of brute, her favorite, crowded into her personal space as he squeezed into the narrow alley between her stool and the one next to it. A deep, commanding voice spoke. "A Roman Coke on the rocks, light on the rum, and give the lady here another one of whatever she's drinking." Kat sighed and held up her left hand, displaying the 2.5-carat diamond and gold wedding band set she wore. This was the 5th time this night, at least. Why did men assume a woman alone was easy prey? She'd come here in hopes of some downtime, not to be approached by every Tom, Dick, and Harry wanting to test their skills as a player. After the second wannabe, she discovered the hard way that looking at or talking to the men only seemed to encourage them, so she didn't even bother glancing at this newest, unwelcome disturbance to her hard-earned tranquility. She flinched when a masculine hand entered her field of vision, mere inches from her face, complete with its own well-aged, worn-looking wedding band. She trailed the arm back to its owner until her gaze connected with a tall, well-built man with black wavy hair and a piercing set of dark blue eyes. This one was going to be harder to run off than the rest. She could feel it in her bones. "Does your wife know you're here in a bar trying to pick up women?" The young male bartender quickly smothered a grin at the evident scorn in her voice before walking off to fill the order. Kat was annoyed and frustrated, but not amused. Was she going to have to retreat to her room just to get a little peace and quiet? He grinned, a dazzling slash of straight white teeth and a well-tanned face, and held his hands out in front of him.
"Whoa, you've got the wrong idea. I saw you shoot down those last 4 guys and figured we could help each other. Maybe if we act like we're together, the men will stop hitting on you and the ladies will leave me alone."
Kat arched her brow in disbelief, looking around the bar. There were several hungry-looking women giving the ruggedly handsome man at her side the eye, but still. "Is this some sort of new pickup line?" He shook his head.
"No ulterior motives, I swear. I really thought we could assist each other, but if you're not interested..."
He picked up his drink and turned away from the bar with an obviously disappointed sigh. If she could believe him, it could be the answer to her problem. "Wait." She laid a hand on his arm.
"Nice muscle tone."
She resisted.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?